وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Previously, we were looking at human rights from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salam. There's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam where it has been reported him saying, there are three things in which the people have equal shares in: water, vegetation, and fire. Every person has an equal share in the water which God sends down from above or flows on the earth itself. However, if a person digs a canal to procure water or to stock water, others are not entitled to take that water from him because obviously he has a prior right over it. Similarly, the vegetation, which grows naturally, and none is entitled to appropriate it to himself to the exclusion of others. Similarly, if a person kindles fire, he cannot deprive another person of it, because if someone lights the lamp with that fire, it will not diminish. During the age of ignorance, it was the customs that the chief and the ruler appropriated himself to any piece of land that he liked for grazing his camels and sheep and cattle. The animals belonging to other persons were not permitted to enter or graze in that area. His animals could, however, graze in the common land utilized by other people. This was one of the oppressive methods which were adopted during that age. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, however, abolished this tyrannic customs along with many others. The Prophet paid full wages to the laborers and also directed others to follow his example, so that there might not remain anyone who is needy and who is poor in the society. As when revenue money was received by him from some people, he distributed it to his companions amongst themselves. And for instance, he gave his daughter Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam her share as well. His intention in doing so was that the needs of the common people should be met first. We do not wish, obviously, to dilute upon the object of the attitude of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam in the matter of wealth and indigenous. We have already mentioned previously in the previous episode about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and his work towards society. However, the Prophet encouraged the people to do useful work so they don't need anyone, and thus no one in society will remain poor. And we can see in Islam that a useful work is more commendable and more recommended than prayer and observing fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he himself said, it is likely that indigenous may change into blasphemy. When people are poor, they could reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether because of their estate. So he wanted people to work, earn, and wanted them to be all equal. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa and the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, was a person who abstained from the worldly matter and contented himself. He did not care much for the worldly comforts. Although he chose to lead an inspired life, he put up a serve and a serious fight against poorness and poverty, and laid down his life while campaigning in support of the right of the people. He was quoted saying, "When poverty proceeds to a city, blasphemy requests for its company. So whenever there is poorness and poverty, then surely it will follow by blasphemy." Something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi has mentioned, and Amir al-Mu'mineen also did. The Umayyad dynasty and the later rulers made their best and best endeavors for the continuance of their power and their authority. To achieve this purpose, they instigated their associates and employed to narrate forged tradition, attribute them to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and the Ahlul Bayt, so that they might be helpful for exploiting the people and keeping them enslaved. Their proteges therefore coined and narrated. Many traditions were told to people, advising them to remain patient, bear the oppression by the rulers, of course, and carry out their orders indisputedly. The second question is that if these remarks of the Prophet were genuine from the historical point of view, why did the companions acted against them? If they tell us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wanted people to be patient and not to, you know, make problems and this and that, why did the closest people to the Prophet, also acclaimed to be the closest to him, when he died, they themselves, the first thing they fought over was a position of leadership, who becomes a ruler? And then they fought against Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, and into successorship to acclaim that they are the successors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. If this were true, if these ahadith were true, then why did they act in this way? Why did they not abstain themselves and became content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He gave them and let things take their natural course? But that's opposite to what history has been telling us. Furthermore, why were these traditions not put forth and the people advised to remain patient when there was a dispute about those who declined to pay zakah, being declared apostles, being declared non-believers? Now, these questions rise up when we look at the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and human justice. Inshallah, we will continue this topic in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 صل على
محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله.